Motorists shouldn't get too comfortable with the current fuel prices. The real pain from the closure of the Strait of Hormuz hasn't hit us yet, says a leading energy expert. This is despite Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Foreign Minister Penny Wong's visits to neighbouring countries to ensure ongoing fuel supply and underwriting costs. Sol Kovanic is the energy expert at MST Financial. He told the ABC News Daily podcast that while things feel calmer, he warns that we're not yet out of the woods.
Thanks to those government efforts, fuel has continued to arrive in Australia, and it's continued to arrive even in the last few weeks, where the real crunch point for global markets are starting.
He says Australia has been lucky so far.
There are shortages in jet fuel and diesel in particular. There's places where flights have been curtailed and cancelled. There's been demand management measures, some businesses and so on have had to shut down. So Australia, while we're paying more at the bowser, we've certainly got through this so far relatively better off and unscathed compared to other parts of the world.
So when will fuel prices go back to normal? The crucial shipping route through Strait of Hormuz is still pretty much closed, and the head of Abu Dhabi's state-owned oil company recently said even if the war ended tomorrow, oil markets won't go back to normal until 2027. Since the US-Israeli strikes on Iran started, unleaded fuel reached prices of over $2.50 per litre, with diesel in some parts of Australia costing more than $3 per litre. Some regional fuel stations even ran out of supply. While prices have come right down, Sol Kovanic says they won't stay down for long.
Oil prices are always going to move around. Even amidst a big crisis, you'll get wild gyration. But the pressure is still very much on the markets. If the strait remains closed for a few more months, it's going to be very hard for Australia to completely escape some form of stricter demand management.
So we could be approaching the crunch time for global supplies, which puts Australia in a risky position as it battles with other nations for supply as the strait stays closed. But Mr. Kovanic says while Australians shouldn't panic, they should also be mindful of their fuel usage and prepare for higher prices.
This is still the doomsday scenario for oil markets, which has been war games since the 1970s, playing out in front of us. We must be vigilant and remain being vigilant until we are clearly on the path out of this, because right now there is still no light at the end of that tunnel.
US strikes on Iran began at the end of February this year, with peace talks still at a stalemate.